Hello and welcome to Power Players. Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. Today we have a guest, a local guest here. And as you all know, it's usually a sports program, but we felt like this week we had an opportunity to expose a really cool ministry right here in Denver. And today I have with me Lisa Gallegos, the Development Director for Joshua Station. How are you this morning, Lisa?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Thanks so much for coming on the program with me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, hey, Lisa, I just told you a little bit about the program earlier, and normally we have a professional Christian athletes on this program. We talk about their faith and their, you know, how they're using that stage to advance the kingdom. But I would the show's called Power Players, and obviously that means we're trying to get power players for God's kingdom on the program, and I think you guys are definitely power players here in town. Can you tell our audience just a little bit about Joshua Station and what you do?
Sure. Joshua Station is a program of Mile High Ministries, and Mile High Ministries is an organization that's been around for about 20 years now here locally in Denver that has had different programs over the years that have served the needs of the poor in Denver. And so, you know, our programs have changed because the needs of the poor have changed as well over the years. Joshua Station is a transformational housing program for homeless families. And we all know that the homeless in Denver is a huge, huge issue. And what you may or may not know is that the majority of homeless people in Denver are people in families. And it's difficult to put people in families in shelters and transitional housing facilities because you've got to have separate facilities for them. It's easier to put a bunch of men all together in a dorm room or a bunch of women. But when there's families, you definitely need different types of facilities. And what happens to families is they find themselves paying motel rates to be able to pay a day or a weekly rate to get their families off the street. They'll go stay at a motel, and they tend to end up in motels that are pretty cruddy. They charge also pretty high prices, unfortunately. Families can end up paying about $50 a night to rent one of those seedy motel rooms or $200 a week. And Mile High Ministries did an outreach to the kids that were growing up in some of those seedy motels on the fringes of the city and realized, gosh, it would be so nice if somebody in our ministry network would buy one of those motels and just make it clean and safe and affordable and help those families get out of that cycle. And that's what we did. We purchased the former Motel 7 off of 8th Avenue and I-25. It's just south and east of the Invesco Field. And you probably have seen it. Many of your listeners have probably seen it many times. But it always looked like a closed motel, but it's been around since the early 60s. And what we did is bought it in the summer of 2001, totally renovated it over the course of the next 2 years, and we've been bringing in families now since April of 2002, helping them get on their feet. It's a neat program. It's not a shelter. We definitely have families come to us, and they're staying with us for about a year, working on the issues that have kept them from long-term stable housing.
Wow. Now, do you have people that come in there or frequent the establishment to help them with job placement when that's necessary and things like that as well?
Absolutely. What our goal here at Joshua Station is to provide a clean, safe, affordable place to live as well as the resources that these families might need in order to get into stable housing. So while they're here, they're going to work with a family advocate, so like a case manager that's on our staff, that's working with them one-on-one as a family. In different areas of their lives, trying to see where they're at when they come here and where they need to get in order to leave and be successful when they leave our program. So that looks different for every family. But sure, if a family comes and is maybe underemployed or unemployed, we're going to connect them with the resources like Denver Works, another great ministry in our city, to help them get on their feet and find a job. They may need help with education, maybe need to get educated to get a new trade and figure out a new way of surviving and providing for their family. They may have issues like legal issues, and we need to get them connected with appropriate legal help in order to take care of that. So we provide them with the resources. We may not have them all right here, but we do provide them with the resources that they might need.
Now, I mean, there's a lot of people that listen to the program that are, you know, this is suburban areas around Denver. I mean, how big is the homeless problem here? I mean, how big is this problem?
Well, just to give you a rough estimate, a study done by the Metropolitan, now I can't remember the name of it, I'm sorry, but a local government study was completed one day in January 2006. There was about 11,000 people homeless on that one day, And and about 58%, basically 60% of those were people in homeless in families. So 60% of the people that are homeless are going to be in families. And that if, that's for one day, like a point-in-time study. And they extrapolate that to say that over the course of the year, it's about 25 to 30,000 people that are homeless in Denver over the course of a year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot. And, you know, I mean, we always... You know, people that are listening, you're driving around, you see people that are on the side of the road, and I mean, we might think that, that seems like a nuisance part of the problem, but I mean, this is a big problem. And
it is.
We're called, as the body of Christ, to reach out to everyone, not just the people that we feel comfortable with, but everyone. And these are some people that need some help.
Absolutely. Now, just to clarify, you know, the people on the side of the street, you know, the ones with holding up the signs, you know, this is a different population. This is a population of working poor people that are trying to work, probably have minimum wage jobs or maybe a little bit more, but just can't afford the housing in Denver to get their families off the street. And so they turn to places like motels that end up costing them quite a bit of money anyway.
Right.
So the other ones, those are chronic homeless folks and maybe a lot of mental illness associated with some of those folks. Our folks are people that have the ability, they just aren't paid enough to pay for the cost of housing here in Denver. And so we're helping them to get to that place.
That's awesome. Now, do you work with a lot of the local churches? Is that where you get most of your help from?
You know, individuals from local churches, absolutely. Our biggest source of funding comes from individuals. We are supported by many churches in the Denver metro area as well as the suburbs, and some grants and corporations that get involved with us. Like I said, homeless is such a big issue right now. There's just a lot of people getting involved, and we definitely can use the help.
Hmm. Well, also, I want to, before we're going to go to a break here in just a second, but I do want to mention how people can get a hold of Joshua Station. And then on the other side of the break, we'll talk about how people can help with Joshua Station. But before we go through that, what's the easiest way for somebody to, can they log onto a website to get a hold of Joshua Station?
Absolutely. We have a website. It is under the Mile High Ministries website, which is www.milehighmin.org. That's MILEHIGHMIN.org.
Okay.
And there's a tab for the programs, and you just hit Joshua Station, and you can learn about the history as well as volunteer opportunities, see some great pictures of our families, and just learn more about us. And then our phone number is also on there. I can give that to you as well.
Sure.
303-839-5198, and I'm Lisa, and at extension 2.
Okay, great. And then for the listeners out there that want to contact this program, you can contact me at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. If you have questions that you think of afterwards that you want to direct through this program at all, you certainly just email me, powerplayers947@yahoo.com. Then we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right on the other side of the break with Lisa Gallegos from Joshua Station.
94.7 KRKS.
The teen years can be tough and a little scary. Kids are deciding who they really are, and they're making decisions that will affect the rest of their lives. Since 1941, Young Life Leaders have been building relationships with kids, showing them that someone believes in them, that they have value, helping them find their purpose in life. At Young Life, we're about giving kids hope for today, tomorrow, and eternity.
All right, thanks for coming back and listening to Power Players today. We're here with Lisa Gallegos from Joshua Station. If you're just joining us on the program, Lisa, we were talking on the other side, just starting to talk about how people can contact you. But let's talk about what people can do to help out Joshua Station. There's got to be a lot of different ways that people can help.
Absolutely. Well, to run Joshua Station over the course of a year, it costs over $500,000. $500,000 is about our budget here. So financial help is obviously very, very important. If you have a connection to this kind of a ministry, helping families get off the street and get their family into some housing and actually work on the issues that have kept them there. We'd love to have your financial help, of course. We have volunteer opportunities, and a couple of those are when a family, these are former motel rooms, and what we do is have volunteer groups come into the room and spruce it up and make it feel like a home for a family. Our goal at Joshua Station is that it doesn't feel like a motel. It actually feels like a home for the family for the duration that they're here. So when the team comes in, we ask them to spruce up the room, and they can come in with great design ideas. They can totally do an extreme makeover in a motel if they're interested and try out some funky colored paints on the walls and just make it feel new. What we ask basically is for new bedding, new towels, and new personal items. And it's amazing if you just put those into a room, it makes it feel brand new for the family and definitely gives them a good start. So that's called the Spruce-A-Room program. And, you know, that happens when we have a vacancy in the program, and that could happen at any time. What we do is just keep a running list of folks that are interested, and when we have a room available, we'll give them a call and see if it works out timing for them. It's a turnover time of about 2 weeks because as soon as that room is empty, we're certainly going to have another family that's going to want to get in on that. So we want to get that room turned around within a couple weeks. There's an estimated cost on that of about $500 because you do have to buy some items for the room. But some people are better shoppers than I am, so they can do it for a lot less.
Right.
The other opportunity is we have a community meal 3 times a month here, and that's when all of our families come together to have a meal together, and we ask a volunteer group to cook and provide that meal for our families. Now, it's a pretty large group. We have 25 families that live at Joshua Station, so we're asking the volunteer group to cook for about 65 people, and they usually cook up beforehand, bring it here. We set it up buffet style, and we ask the volunteers to bring their families along and enjoy the meal with our families. In addition to that, we'll ask them to stay for about an hour after the dinner so that our parents can go to a much-needed class in finance or parenting or life skills. We'll ask the volunteers to provide babysitting for our Joshua Station kids for about an extra hour. So that's called a community meal, and it's a great opportunity for a small group or maybe a group of friends, maybe 10 folks or 8 adults, to come together and do that together.
Awesome. And there's a, I just want to mention too, on actually I was looking through on our website for our, for the church that my wife and I attend. We've done some work with Joshua Station. They've got a list of different things that you can do to help out with Joshua Station as well. So I'm going to direct people to that as well, just to check it out. It's at www.chcc.org. That's Cherry Hills Community Church, www.chcc.org. And if you click on the city ministry, it's under outreach and then city ministry, and you'll find Joshua Station. It has a list of things, hosting birthday party for children who live there at Joshua Station, and providing dishes and cookware and cooking staples and things like that. Okay. Would you say that that's also great, some great stuff you guys could use down there?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if I have a couple minutes, like, can I talk about something that I'm working on right now?
Totally, you go with it.
Okay. You talked about financial help, and we certainly do. Like I said, we need to raise over $500,000 in order to keep Joshua Station running and serving the families that come to us for help. So I have, I'm looking at an Xcel Energy bill sitting in front of me from last winter, and it's $8,000.
Wow.
We have a lot high utility costs. I mean, and, you know, that's not usually one of the more sizzling needs that people get interested in helping out in, but it is a very big and real need, something we can all relate to. We all see that Xcel Energy bill come across, you know, our mail at that same time every month. And what I'm looking for is like a gift of like $32 from 200 people would help us pay for a utility bill in the winter. You know, if you could do 4 times that, help us get through the whole winter. But just to kind of share some of the costs that we're seeing and the difference in size that we're looking at here compared to our own bills and what $32, what a difference that could make to send that in and help us get through some of those winters as well, just providing the lights and the warmth in the building, which is so important for these families.
Right. Absolutely. So, again, just to stop there and make sure people can identify, can they send just an anonymous contribution? Obviously, they can log back onto the website if you can mention that one more time.
Sure. www.milehighmin.org. There's a Joshua Station button. You can donate on the website through PayPal. You can indicate Joshua Station on that. The other thing about donating to Joshua Station is we are a Denver Enterprise Zone, that if you do make a contribution of $250 or more, it is eligible for a 25% tax credit on your Colorado state tax liability. So it just makes it so much more of a big deduction. You'll get more money back at the end of the year when you donate to some of those organizations that have that extra tax credit. So another incentive if you're looking to help us financially.
Right. And if for the people who are listening, is it okay for them to stop by Joshua Station to see what it's all about?
You know, we would love it.
Okay.
We would absolutely love it because it's hard to explain, especially on the radio. I mean, you got to see it. You got to see what the Lord is doing here and how much work is being done here by so many people and the people that we're loving on and that are giving us so much back, the families. We'd love to show you, give you a tour, show you the rooms. introduce you to some of our families, our staff, and really, I think you'll get a better feel of it if you were able to stop by. All of our offices are here. Please feel free to ask for me if you're just driving by. It's off of 8th Avenue, the exit on 8th Avenue at I-25. But anyone here would be happy to show you around and tell and give you a tour.
Okay, and the address is 2330 West Mulberry Place, right?
Right.
2330 West Mulberry Place.
Right, so if you did want to make a donation, you could just send it directly to Joshua Station at that address, and it's Denver, Colorado, 80204. Or again, you could give me a call, 303-839-5198, and I'm at extension 2.
Okay, and we're going to, in just a second, we're going to go to another break, but you got to give me 1 second here, Lisa, because I want to mention one thing to our listeners, trying to see what kind of listenership we're getting out there. And I have a friend from Fellowship of Christian Athletes who has said that he would offer a bunch of New Testaments that, and Fellowship Christian Athletes has these cool New Testaments that have, they've got sports stories and things intertwined with the Holy Word in the New Testament that they offer. And he said that if for to kind of gauge our listenership out there, if I offered it up, anybody who emails me in requesting one of those at powerplayers947@yahoo.com, powerplayers947@yahoo.com, just email me, request one of those, and give me an address, and we'll send you out one as well so we can get a gauge of who's listening out there. And any questions that you might have, feel free to email me. And if it's something that you'd like to direct at Lisa, then again, go to that www.milehighmin.org and click on the Joshua Station. And that's M-I-N at the end.
Yes, so, exactly. Short for ministry.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and talk just a little bit more about Joshua Station.
94.7 KRKS.
In today's world, it's easy to think that kids are out of control, over the edge, and impossible to understand. But at Young Life, we think kids are great. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been going into the world of teenagers, giving them direction, hope, friendship, and great news. Find out more about Young Life in your area. Visit us online. At Young Life, we think kids are great.
You need a vacation to pamper yourself in world-class comfort, the kind of luxury you'll find in only the most exclusive resorts. Large, exquisitely appointed rooms make even the act of lounging in bed seem like a treat for the senses. As your feet step across the warm European stone tile of the bathroom and you slowly immerse your body in the large, inviting hot tub, the day melts away. Then imagine you never had to leave. It's not a dream. It's not an exclusive resort. It's your own Holly Berry home. You might think building your own custom paradise is too expensive to consider, but you'll be surprised just how affordable it can be. Come tour one of the models for yourself and see what kind of lifestyle you can have in a Holly Berry home. There's even a semi-custom series starting in the 500s. See for yourself at hollyberryhomes.com. Once you move in, you'll never want to leave. Holly Berry Homes. We build dreams.
All right, welcome back to Power Players, and I'm sitting here, for those of you who are just joining us, with Lisa Gallegos, who is the Development Director at Joshua Station. Well, Lisa, we've talked a little bit about what Joshua Station is and what you do, and now just personally I want to ask you, what got you placed at Joshua Station? Did you just hear the calling of the Lord to go there, or was it, did something lead you to that?
I think absolutely it was the calling of the Lord. I don't know if I knew that at the time. I worked 10 years in the corporate world for the Dow Chemical Company in California and was really feeling that I needed to change my life. I wanted to do something that made a difference. And so it brought me to Colorado, where I had some family out here, originally from New Mexico, and was searching. And worked for another organization for about a year and decided development fundraising was a good fit for me and just started putting the word out there. And Mile High Ministries came across my desk, and I was raised Catholic, and so I was a little scared of the word evangelical, and came to speak with the executive director, Jeff, and wow, it was a great fit. And I really, my whole spiritual journey and my professional life is just a blessing every day. It's an incredible place to work, place to serve, and a place to be blessed. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell.
Do you guys out at Joshua Station, how big is the staff there, did you say?
Oh, let's see. At Joshua Station itself, we have a staff of about 8 people.
I bet you got a pretty close fellowship with those eight people, huh?
We do, and the bigger organization of Mile High Ministries, that's probably in, you know, 15 total. But yeah, together we're able to pray together, pray for the families. We're able to watch God's work, and maybe not see it all at the time, you know, we'd like to, but definitely with patience we get to see how God is, His will is being played out here.
Yeah, I imagine that sometimes you see some things out there that are overwhelming.
Absolutely, especially the folks that work directly with the families. I mean, they put their whole hearts and souls into the families as well. It's not a social services place where we're real distant and have a lot of cases. These folks are really intimately involved with their families and really have the hope for them to get on their feet and have a better life for their families. So they do put a lot into their families.
Hmm. Yeah, I would really encourage all of our listeners when they get an opportunity to go out to Joshua Station and have a visit and look around there and see if there's a way that you can provide some kind of help, whether it's just physically going there and being a body there, whether it's financial assistance, whatever you can do. Again, take advantage of logging onto those websites so you can see what ways you might fit in and pray about it and find out how God might use you right here in our own city to make a difference and help advance the kingdom. You know, that's what it's all about for us right here. Lisa, any encouraging words for our listeners, maybe to address the situation that you deal with every day with people that are truly struggling but really do want to make a difference and move forward with their families, people that are not leaning on, you know, the social services programs and things, but people who are out there and they're working hard and they just want to move forward with their lives?
I guess I would just say, just remember, you know, they're a lot like you and I are. There are some things that happen in people's lives, maybe some bad decisions, maybe an illness, a loss of a job, that can really turn someone's life upside down, and they could find themselves in this situation. And the more you get to know these folks and their stories, you realize how close we all are, that we could be in that same situation. So I would just say having an open heart, seeing where the Lord leads you. If He's leading you to serve a family or serve an organization like this, we're really happy and thrilled. We'll find a place to plug you in. If not, there's so many great ministries out there. Find a place for you, what your heart is being called to do.
Absolutely. And again, I'm going to just encourage people through www.chcc.org. If you go to the outreach tab and then into City Ministries, you'll find some opportunities there in addition to the Joshua Station. And then again, for you, Lisa, to get to Joshua Station, www.milehighmin.org, and go to Joshua Station there to find a way that you can help out. And if you've got a way to financially help out Joshua Station, it is much needed. For those of you who didn't hear in the last segment, Lisa's sitting there with a huge XL Energy bill, and they could really use some help. And that's only one of the many things that they could use help with, I'm certain.
Absolutely. And my email address, another thing, if you just want to shoot an email, since that's the age that we're in, it's Lisa, L-I-S-A, at milehighmin.org, M-I-L-E-H-I-G-H-M-I-N.org. I'd love to hear from you.
Great. And again, the address is 2330 West Mulberry Place, Denver, Colorado, 80204. And the phone number, one more time, Lisa?
303-839-5198, extension 2.
Great. And I'm going to tell you again, for the listeners that would like to receive one of the New Testaments from Fellowship Christian Athletes, drop me an email, powerplayers947@yahoo.com, and leave me your address and just request one of those, and I'd love to send it out to you. So Lisa Gallegos, thank you so much for joining me on the program today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. I feel so honored to be an honorary power player.
You are a power player. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.